1-800-387-3737.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You patriots, you conservatives, and you Christians, you, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, August 7th, 2012. And with that, it is 82 degrees here in the state of Minnesota. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's got that crisp fall. Oh, how do I say that? Crispy vibe is really what it is. You hear the leaves just kind of crispy and, I can just feel the chills of winter coming upon us now, friends. Anyways. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to our website, which is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's heads. Now, folks, if you'd like to, go to our website again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the on-site button, SOL Media. There's a button on that front page there, SOL Media. Click onto it. And you can also check us out on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you go to Sons of Liberty Media, you can see on there today we have bullying has ripple effect on healthcare, business, law enforcement, says, listen to this, Department of Injustice. Folks, how do you take this administration serious? They're doing nothing but transcending constitutional law on a daily basis. Listen to this. When those bullied victims leave school and can't find jobs because they don't have the skills employers need, because as the research indicates, whose research, they're more likely to miss, skip, or drop out of school. Well, sure, they're going to skip, miss, or drop out of school when they're shooting for the floor constantly through No Child Left Behind. I go on. Then it becomes a business community challenge, really. And when those who bully come into contact with the criminal justice system as convicted defendants, as they're more likely to do, according to the trends we see, Oh, who's breeded those trends, France? Then that becomes a law enforcement challenge. Huh. West told the conference that single acts of bullying are not events in isolation, but are like ripples in a lake that begin at a small center, emanating outward and growing in size to touch shores unforeseen. Sounds like he's on some hallucinogenic drug. Remember yesterday, folks, I was talking about the burnt hippies that are in government now? I think they're smoking, and it's a little laced with PCP or something, huh? He said to the magnitude of the problem is why the Obama administration is so actively engaged in efforts to prevent bullying. They're not preventing bullying, folks. They're creating it. If you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty Media, go onto the button, SOL Media, click onto it. We got some new stories posted for you. You can check out as to what's going on, things that we think are important. We're not talking about the mainstream media pushing their agenda all day long or their propaganda on the American people. We like to show the people the truth and give them accurate results and bring this country to resolve through justice so we don't have to be putting up with this garbage and propaganda the DOJ pushes out 24/7. And clearly they are the Department of Injustice. And when the American people figure that out, you're not going to have an Eric Holder as the Attorney General of the United States. Give me a break. 40 years ago, folks, this would have never flew in the face of the American people. Never in a million years. I'm just blown away. Every time I turn around and see something coming out of there, why they're there. Matter of fact, Dave Mustaine, guitar player for a band called Megadeth, just became a born-again Christian. And he says, I'm trying to figure out why no one's called for the impeachment of this president yet. Well, you have the fox in the chicken coop on the Republican side and the Democratic side. So what's the difference? They're all compromised men. They're blackmailed. How many of the men in government right now are pedophiles? They do what they're told. They're a bunch of minions that work for their puppet master. Because had they worked for the American people, do you think they'd be letting the republic slide in such a fashion? I highly doubt it. Sick, sick stuff, friends. And just think about it. When the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, gets in trouble, he calls for his pimp in the White House to protect him from his crimes committed against you, the American people. That's exactly what you have set up in this country right now. He called upon Obama because he needed his protection from you, the American people, because he knew what he did was completely unconstitutional and unlawful. I don't need to spell it out for you again, fast and furious, do I, friends? But this is the same DOJ that's now advocating enforcement against bullies. And guess who the bullies are, or the terrorists? I'm going to get to that in just a minute here. Who's the bully? They always got to create a victim mentality. Well, in fact, they're the ones inciting the bullying in the first place. They're the ones doing the indoctrinating if the American family, the mom and dad, allows their children to fall subject to these criminals. But here we go again. We got the DOJ. And, hey, man, we got to do something about this bullying. Man, this administration's been doing nothing but bullying the American people since day one. Trying to figure out where he's at. He must be hiding out in some cave in eastern continents of the world or something. I don't know. Folks, I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about the Sikh temple investigated, domestic terrorism. And
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all heard as to what took place in Wisconsin this last week, where the shooter, Wade Michael Page, walks in, kills, I believe, six or seven people in a Sikh temple. Now, is it not interesting, folks, that when Wade walked in, shot up them innocent people, that it was called domestic terrorism? Domestic terrorism. Listen carefully. But do you remember the Fort Hood shooter, Major Nadel Hassan, shouting, Akbar? Allahu Akbar? And that was considered workplace violence? Anybody thought this far? Anybody think that's kind of strange? So when a white American shoots innocent people, it's called domestic terrorism. But when a Muslim shouting Allahu Akbar kills how many of our people on a military base, it's called workplace violence. Well, that should come as no surprise to anybody out there listening right now. Don't you remember, folks, the Department of Homeland Security said that these that I'm about to list off are potential terrorists? Liberty lovers are considered terrorists by the Department of Homeland Security. Americans who consider their way of life as under attack are potential terrorists, says this administration. Americans who are fiercely nationalistic, in other words, they oppose universal and international orientation. In other words, if you don't want anything to do with the UN, the global agenda, the New World Order, then you're considered a potential terrorist, says the DHS. People who are anti-global, those that complain about loss of sovereignty, you better not complain about your loss of sovereignty, friends, because if you do, Department of Homeland Security will put you up there as a potential terrorist. But not the Muslims, friend. Not the Muslims. That doesn't work for them anymore. And as a matter of fact, if you do your homework, folks, it's never been about the Muslims as terrorists. That was just, you were just inundated with that for 10 years, that we have a Muslim threat until we got a Muslim, you know, sympathizer in the White House. And he doesn't like that. But he can point his finger at 303 million people, but you better not point your finger back at the Muslims. Because if you do, what we'll do is we'll call the white Americans domestic terrorists, and the Muslims that shoot people up in military bases, well, that's just workplace violence. And who's hand in glove with this administration? None other than the Department of Homeland Security. Friends, history is being repeated right in front of your face. You are under attack. It's not somebody else that's under attack. The people they blame are always the excuse as to why they put you under attack. Like bullying, that I was talking about in the first segment. They just pin bullying on anybody that doesn't agree with what they say. In other words, if you don't go with the flow, then you're a bully and we have to deal with you. That's totalitarianism. I said it 50 times. Who else are considered potential terrorists? Americans who are reverent about individual liberty. Wow. Oh, you ready for this one? Potential terrorists, them that are pro-life. Huh. That's kind of weird. They kill the baby. Here, this exemplifies my point to a T. They kill the baby in the womb, and if you don't agree with that, you're considered a potential terrorist by the Department of Homeland Security. Pretty weird. Yeah, I know that the modern day conservative, he doesn't want to talk about this stuff because, you know what, he just wants to stay. He wants to stay in the safe zone. He doesn't want to tell people to actually wake up and do something about what's going on. God forbid! No way! And he calls, and then he has the audacity, these modern day conservatives, they have the audacity to call themselves Americans. Huh. Them that are pro-life are considered potential terrorists in America by Department of Homeland Security in this administration. Well, of course. Nobody advocates abortion against blacks and Hispanics more than Obama himself. Remember what Margaret Sanger said? That they needed a minister that was a part of their confederation. And you have the black population ignorantly standing and the Hispanic population ignorantly standing behind this man, inadvertently, I hope. You need to talk to your friends if you have some black friends or Hispanic friends. Oh, by the way, Ron Paulers and those that support Ron Paul, they're considered potential terrorists, too. This is just really weird. Wow. This is crazy stuff. Almost like, are you kidding me or what? Ah. If you buy your food in bulk supplies, you're considered a potential terrorist. Wow. Most people would say, that's kind of weird. But here we are. Sikh Temple investigates domestic terrorism when a white American walks in and kills innocent people. Domestic terrorism. But when a Muslim walks in to Fort Hood, shooting up several, what was it, 12 or 13? Forgive me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I think it was 13 as well. 13 individuals that serve our country. Allahu Akbar? Allahu Akbar? He was shouting a Muslim chant, but that's considered workplace violence. And here you have the DHS falling right in line with criminalizing anybody that doesn't agree with them. This all sounds familiar, friends. Completely sounds, oh my goodness, wow. But here we are. Speaking of which, what I wanted to do, the Daily Beast had interviewed a guy named Keith Ellison. He's the first Muslim to actually swear in to serve in Congress in our country. And boy, oh boy, this guy's just getting pulled out for all of America to see who he really is. And what we needed to do is we needed to try to figure out why he's talking about me on his interview. During his interview, he says, hey, you know, Bradley Dean's a radical guy. And I don't think people really realize how radical he is. Well, what do you mean by that, Keith? I'm just kind of curious. I'm the one that's radical, and yet I swear in the Quran, which contains Sharia law. Sharia law is contrary to the United States Constitution, and I'm the one that's radical. Wow. 75-member Congressional Progressive Caucus, co-chaired by Reps Raul Grijalva and Keith Ellison, are closely allied with the Democratic Socialists of America. And since socialism is un-American, why is Ellison co-chairing the caucus? But yet, I'm the one that's radical. If you're saying that I'm radical for the truth, you're absolutely true. You're exactly right in every sense of the word. On the gay agenda, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender rights page on his House website, Ellison notes that he is proud to be the vice chair of the Congressional Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Caucus. Well, this is rather strange because the Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals. So how can that be possible? Do you think maybe the radical homosexuals are completely blinded to this individual? Because you can go online, friends, and see where the Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America. There's videos out there that you can see it. Yet we have a Muslim, the first Muslim, to serve in Congress as the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender chairperson, vice chair. Wow, there's something going on here. We need to call Keith. We need to talk to Keith and see what's going on with him and just kind of ask him a couple questions and say, Keith, you know, basically recite to him the questions that I just asked the American people or exemplified to the American people as to what he stands for.
Thank you, Dallas's office. This is Tess.
Hi, Tess. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. My name is Bradley Dean. I'm a show host for the Sons of Liberty out of Minnesota here, and I was curious to know if I could talk to Congressman Ellison for a moment.
He's actually not in the office.
Okay.
We're in August recess right now.
Okay.
What is this all about?
Well, I wanted to know that we all know that Ellison is the first congressman to swear on the Quran, and it contains Sharia law. And we all understand in this country that Sharia law is contrary to the United States Constitution. So we wanted to see how he's going to stay true to the Constitution. That's one thing. And then the next question I wanted to ask is the 75-member Congressional Progressive Caucus, which is chaired by him and Rep. Raul Gervalla, they're closely allied with the Democratic Socialists of America, and we wanted to know how that's working out due to the fact that socialism is contrary to Americanism. And then one more point. On the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender right, on his page, he has posted that he's the vice chair. And we're just kind of curious to know how that's working out due to the fact that Keith is a Muslim himself, and yet the Muslims in the United States are calling for the execution of homosexuals. So those are the three things I wanted to talk to him about. Can I give you a number real quick?
Well, what I'll do actually is,
here's the number, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977, and my name is Bradley Dean, and he's got a call between 2 and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, and we'd greatly appreciate a phone call back whenever he could during that time slot.
Okay. Well, what we usually do is we don't send out calls. You could call.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, I'm just tired of beating around the bush with these people. Because the more people allow them just to hide behind walls in the skirts of their secretaries, the more our sovereignty is eradicated and relinquished by the will of the people by allowing them to hide behind the skirts of their secretaries and to stay in their offices. And sooner or later, we're going to get one of these guys, because they're not going to be expecting me just to call them. Because they're not used to Christians. They're not used to conservatives. They're not used to patriots actually confronting the issue. They just let the media beat up on people, and then they hide behind them. Well, I'm tired of that, aren't you? Now, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, the number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. With that, now, I want you to know why I actually called Keith Ellison, because Keith Ellison was on the Daily Beast capping on Bradley Dean. Like Keith Ellison knows who I am, like he's ever taken time. No, see, what Keith was doing is he was responding to the fact that I was telling the radical homosexuals about 2 years ago that the Muslims were calling for the execution of homosexuals. And then they realized, wait a second, Keith Ellison is the vice chair of the LGBT. So that probably probably scared some chocolate out of some of them folks. Put a chill up their spine, saying, wait a second, what kind of a guy do we have running our operation here? Well, what do you expect? You have, again, the Muslims calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America. You can go online, check it out, you'll find it. And how ridiculous does that look for the LGBT when they have the first Muslim sworn in to serve in Congress as their vice chair? Wow, isn't that kind of like crazy thinking and stinking thinking, as we call it? Here we are. Oh, one of the things Keith said about me on the Daily Beast too is he said, you know, Keith Ellison has been making comments about me, the Daily Beast, and the American people that they may not know quite how extreme this guy is, Bradley Dean. Interesting. Huh. Extreme. I'm extreme. Extreme. Whoa, 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 whoa. And the extremities that I want to advocate, according to Keith Ellison, are not lawless, but rather lawful. They are not unconstitutional, but rather constitutional. They are not un-American, but rather American, Keith. Keith Ellison seems to forget he's the one that swore in on a foreign Quran contrary to our Bible in the United States. And yet he's calling me extreme, and you think I'm just going to bend over and just say, oh, that's cool, Keith, go ahead, I'll just duck tail and run from you too. Keith Ellison seems to forget in his folly that I'm not the one trying to overthrow the Constitution or the laws of our land. Keith Ellison is. Again, I may be extreme, but I'm extreme in preserving this country. And too many of our veterans have paid the ultimate price by giving the ultimate sacrifice. And I'm not going to roll over and let these politicians desecrate their memories in which they swore to uphold. I would ask Keith Ellison, what is extreme about our laws, friend? What is it that you don't like about who we are, Mr. Ellison? Our laws say no to Sharia law in this country. Sorry about that, but it ain't flying. That's your problem, Keith, not mine. And according to your mindset, that's extreme. So be it. Extreme it is. The people all over this country are rising up against this agenda, illegality, and Keith Ellisons of the world are attempting to put forth their agendas, regardless of what the American people have to say about it. And he's not doing anything incognito, friends. He's doing it in the light of day. Maybe this is Keith's problem. Extreme it is. So be it. Keith reminds me of those who hate good cops. The good cop loves his country so much that he honors everything about his established government by enforcing the laws of the land towards anyone that would attempt to overthrow it. But what does he do? He means to demonize and vilify anybody that does stand up for who we are, because he thinks he's going to come over and steamroll over anybody he wants to. We better probably wake up and smell the coffee and think again. It's pretty extreme for Muslims to kill Christians, isn't it, friends? But that's what they advocate. 86% of you out there, Muslims advocate your extermination if you're a Christian. You're an infidel. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But Martin said, as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, friends, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? You're going to have to decide that one, because I can't do it for you. But this boy ain't rolling over. Too many brothers and sisters of mine are laying in Arlington Cemetery right now with a Christian cross over their head, and I'm not about to let them just roll over it and desecrate it. We got Dave in Nebraska. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Brad. I just wanted to make a couple points. I just wanted to remind everybody that Eric Holder isn't the first problem that Obama's had. I believe his first problem was, like, Van Jones, you know, the
who's
communist
still there.
Himself.
Correct.
And then you got people working for him that were in Students for a Democratic Society, the SDS. Then you got people working for him that was part of the Weather Underground. The people that said, oh, well, if anybody doesn't agree with us, we'll just kill them.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that we're already at war.
That's
you know,
exactly where we're at.
Ideas.
You're right. And let me tell you why you're exactly right on the money. Because you're already dealing with an administration that's not ruled by law. They're transcending law. They're breaking the law on a daily basis, and they're forcing it down the throats of the American people, like it or not. Again, that defines totalitarianism. They're not asking for permission to break the law. You've already allowed it to go too far, America, because what's going to take place sooner or later, there's going to be resistance. There's going to be civil disobedience.
Precisely. And
by the way, that's what they're pushing for, just so you know that. But go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You see, you know, the Muslims joining with the radical homosexuals and with the communists and with everybody else against Christianity.
That's right.
They want to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
Because they have one unified opposition, if you will, mm-hmm. which is us and our freedom and the Western way of life. And then once they get through that, then all hell breaks loose,
literally,
so to speak.
Yep.
You know, because it's like, look, now they're going to kill each other because now they're fighting for who's going to be the most powerful in the world.
Yeah. You know, one of the buddies that Obama had hanging around with him too before he became the president was Bill Ayers, and Ayers just actually. Recently, he just said to a handful of college students, I don't know exactly where he was at, but he said that the American empire is falling right now.
Yeah, it's,
but that's from the inside out.
He was actually in the Weather Underground.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that either.
Yeah. People need to wake up and understand that these people aren't playing games. And when the American people figure that out, then that's when things are going to change, and not until then. But thank you for your call, Dave. I totally appreciate it. Just to drive Dave's point, I was just watching a documentary yesterday, and this was outstanding. Did you guys know? I shared with you a couple days ago of Harvard's two models for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ and Harvard's directives. I shared that with you. But did you know that there's a plaque in the brick wall just outside the Johnston Gate at Harvard's Yard States? So every time you go into Harvard, you see this plaque posted right there. It's not hard to find, folks. It's right in front of our faces if we look for it. But this is what it says, posted. After God carried us, talking about the Pilgrims, the Puritans, a safe to New England, and we had builded our houses, this is what they said, provided necessaries for our livelihood, reared convenient places for God's worship, this is right in front of Harvard, and settled the civil governments. How many times have I told you, friends, that God gave government and our founders established this on the walls of Harvard? Listen to what I said. And settled the civil government. But what did they say right before that? Reared convenient places for God's worship and settled the civil government. Who settled the civil government? The Puritans did. The Pilgrims did. And 160 years later, the forefathers come in and reestablish what the Pilgrims had established after they landed here in Massachusetts. After they got off that little ship called the Mayflower. I go on, and settled the civil government. One of the next things we longed for and looked after was to advance learning. Learning. And perpetuate its posterity. In other words, give it to our posterity. Dreading to leave an illiterate ministry to the churches when our present ministers shall lie in the dust. This is on the walls of Harvard before you walk in. It's on the Johnston Gate, friends, at Harvard Yards. It's right in front of our face. So again, I ask the question, who gave the government? You know what I'm going to do when I come back? What I want to talk about really quick is I want to talk about the signers. Charles Carroll, Fisher Ames, Benjamin Rush, John Trumbull. Whoa! Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14 years old. Man, this isn't what the revisionists are saying about our forefathers. No way. Like, wow, dude. Check this one out. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at the age of 12. In America, 700,000 students in this country can't even read their diplomas. Wow. Is this by design? You better bet your bottom dollar it is, but I can also tell you this, it falls on our responsibility before God because the Bible says that men sowed tares while men slept. Folks, you've been sleeping for 50 years. It's time to wake up because we're in it now and God promised it. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere
premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, we got some callers on the line. Don't have the time to do it. If you can go ahead and shut them down until tomorrow, that'd be great. Thank you for calling in, friends. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old. You heard me right. To obtain religious as well as civil liberty, I entered zealously into the revolution, he said. God grant that this religious liberty may be preserved in these states to the end of time, and that all who believe in the religion of Christ may practice the leading principle of charity, the basis of every virtue. I'm telling you what, friends, the pilgrims that came over here, they were not a bunch of pansies. Not at all. They went through hardship after hardship after hardship. And they kept believing God that he was going to give them a promise, and he did. And it's called the United States of America, like it or not. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at age 12. Architect of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law establishing religion or to prevent the free exercise thereof or to infringe the rights of conscience, he said. That's closely parallel to Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14. You heard me right, friends. The revisionists, oh, they were just dumb farmers, were they? And for those that have been listening since the beginning of the show, remember the DHS was basically people that didn't agree with this administration, potential terrorists? Keep in mind, King George called our forefathers terrorists. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14. He said Christianity is the only true and perfect religion. 29 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at age 4. Did you hear what I said? John Trumbull read through the Bible at age 4. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at age 6. Vulgate? Passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. Listen to what I said, friends. Kids are not stupid. And the founders of this country prove my point. Passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. Yeah, you heard me right. Folks, his parents held him out of college till he's age 13. Most people don't expect their kids to grow up until they're 25 years old. His parents had to hold him back until he was 13 years old before he could go into college. Yet he was fit to go to college prior to that. Wow. This is great. Man, I bet there's a lot of Bart Simpson underachievers out there right now saying, really, dude? Yeah. There's hope for you yet, man. Of course, it's in Christ, as all of our forefathers validated. He called on the state of Connecticut to pray that God would graciously pour out his spirit upon us and make the blessed gospel in his hand effectual to a thorough reformation and general revival of the holy and peaceful religion of Jesus Christ. Now, keep in mind the peace that they're talking about is at the end of the law. Cops are called peace officers because they enforce the law against crime. So when you use the word peaceful religion, that being of Jesus Christ, keep in mind what he's talking about. He's talking about morality, internal freedom. Did you hear that? Morality equals internal liberty. Only Christ gives that to men. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I go on. Andrew Jackson, 7th United States President, soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old. He was a POW under the British. The man was very small. I've been to the Hermitage in Tennessee, his place. Very small guy. I'm 6'5". So King Kong's kind of small to me. Did you guys hear that? I hope my wife's listening. I hope she's listening right now. She's going to say to herself, oh, he's bigger than King Kong or Godzilla. That's my man. That is my man, she says. Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests. John Quincy Adams, incredible individual. There's actual pictures out there of John, who was the son of John Adams. John Quincy just happened to be the 6th president of the United States. And the reason I bring up his pictures is because when you look at him, he looks like a determined eagle. Friends, his opposition was afraid of him. He went from struggling to determination every day of his life. And we're talking about him a couple hundred years later because of it. Perseverance is nothing but a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. That's exactly right. John Quincy Adams performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. Remember his daddy was hunted down like a dove from the British? He received congressional appointment to be secretary to the ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old. Man, now you got a 60-year-old, 65-year-old woman named Hillary Clinton. You can't trust her to walk someone across the street without breaking the law. John Quincy Adams says the highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one I am so sorry. I've been up all morning. Thank you. You did it. Yes, thank you very much. You know, I'm trying to get so much punched in there within the hour that I have. Oh, he's talking about the bonds, the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. If you remember right, James Wilson said that religion and governments are two sciences that run together. And keep in mind, science is the study of creation. Here we have it again. You guys just heard what I said as to what was written on Harvard walls. Pretty incredible stuff. William Livingston, Willie. I don't want to be disrespectful to these guys. Great guys. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, lived as a missionary to Indians at age 14. He said, if in our estimate of things we ought to be regulated by their importance, doubtless every encroachment upon religion, of all things the most important, ought to be considered as the greatest imposition and the unmolested exercise of it a proportionable blessing. Huh. Man, these guys, it's almost like they read the Bible or something. Which, by the way, the Pilgrims were Puritans. They were the fruit of the Puritans. And then our forefathers picked it up and established our country. Remember again what Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is a rock upon which our republic rests. That's exactly right, common law. But let me go on here. It's almost like these guys were reading the Bible. Deuteronomy 4, verse 6 says, keep therefore and do them, the statutes and judgments and the commandments of God. He said, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Folks, we're to find our faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God, not in the intellectual, not in the wisdom of men. Remember the Bible says that he turns the wisdom of this world to foolishness? He does. Let me bring you to one more. James Iredell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances. 17 years old. You hear me? 17 years old. 17 years old. He said, I think the Christian religion is a divine institution, and I pray to God that I may never forget the precepts, those things that God has entrusted his people with, of his religion, or suffer the appearance of inconsistency in my principles and practice. But, Mr., I got a question for you. What do you mean, your principles? Well, the principles of what I just said right prior to that last sentence, I think that the Christian religion is a divine institution, and I pray to God that I may never forget the precepts of his religion or suffer the appearance of inconsistency in my principles and practice. Oh, I like that. Principles and practice. You mean practice what you preach? Yeah. Sounds like you read the book of James. Wow, wow, wow. These are the signers of our Constitution, friends. The signers of our Constitution. U.S. Supreme Court Justice under President George Washington. They call him, Mr. Washington, the Apostle of Faith. Apostle. Well, that's exactly what he was. When you look at our forefathers, you can see a lot of apostolic and prophetic people along with teachers. And that's exactly what 1 Corinthians 12:28 says. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. And then everything else falls under that. And I'm simply bringing forth the seed of what we're walking in today. We're their fruits. The freedoms that we fight for are the fruits of what they planted with their toil and their hardships. And we see that in the Declaration of Independence. Remember what the guy said? All these good guys. They said, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, that's what it says at the end of the Declaration of Independence. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge on each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And they did, and here we are today. So what are you going to do with that freedom, friends? Freedom is not free. Talk to you tomorrow. 23 hours, you got Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.